Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Sarah Gon, Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations. Sarah, it's been a while. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Well, thank you very much, Ade. But nevertheless, I thought, let's get you on. Let's talk to you because you, more than anybody, will know something about the 70 billion rand loan given by the IMF to South Africa. And I thought, we haven't spoken about it enough. Maybe you can address the whys, the wheres, and the whats.
Yeah.
Is this money that's just going to be shamefully stolen and pillaged? Or does it come with conditions? What's the backstory to the 70 billion?
Well, my son said, I think this money will disappear by next Wednesday. And my husband said, no, he thought Tuesday.
Oh my goodness me.
Basically, this is not a normal IMF loan. It's a loan that's directed at dealing with COVID, with a COVID crisis. So the terms are not as strict as a normal IMF loan would be, and the payback is much lower. So it's a let's call it a soft loan in that sense. But what's interesting, so the IMF hasn't attached structural reform conditions to the use of the loan and the repayment of the loan, but what it has done is let's put it, as my colleague said, made it clear what it expects the South African government to do. And what it says is there's a pressing need to strengthen economic fundamentals and ensure debt sustainability by carrying out fiscal consolidation, improving governance and operations of SOEs, and implementing other growth-enhancing structural reforms. And basically, the letter goes on to spell that out a bit. But as I say, it's more kind of, you know,
sounds like a guideline,
this.
Merely.
It's a sort of guideline, but it's a kind of, don't dare think of coming back to us again in future for anything unless, you know, this has been put in place. And, cause IMF was quite sort of, firm about things like, you know, when it talks about consolidating debt, obviously we're talking about reducing the government wage bill. So it's kind of the government has a free hand, but as I say, if it wants to go back again and this nonsense about losing your sovereignty if you go to the IMF because they do put conditions on. Well, you and I both know that if you borrow money from anybody, there are conditions attached, greater or lesser. It doesn't matter, you know, whether the guy down the road or the bank in Bree Street or whatever else it may be. So it's no different from that. But also the other thing is that it probably isn't a country in the world that has not got a loan from the IMF. So why our sovereignty should be so special, I'm not entirely sure. And as somebody says, if you don't want them to interfere with their with sovereignty,
don't take their money.
Don't go to them in the first place.
It's
quite an interesting thing. It's definitely interesting from that point of view. We are right in it. In fact, it's the only thing we are in. The rest, you know, everything else is dissolving around us. And, yes. I don't know, you know, they talk about adding it to the 500 billion that they've already established for during COVID. But most of that money comes in the forms of loans and promises, and it's not actually realized. All realized money is about, I think, 25 billion is certain. So this money should come in very, very useful. And it, again, puts a lot of pressure on the government and I think that's why the president made such a thing about, you know, charging people for corruption of COVID materials, et cetera, because they know that they will be watched for that stuff. I'm not sure they can control it because I think so much of the corruption is linked to the cadre deployment and it's a circular thing. And I'm not sure they'll be able to manage it. And
didn't take long to use up all that political capital, did it?
Well, yeah, you know, I find that actually quite terrifying because, the sort of ideological urge to go ahead, I don't know if they thought the investment community or South Africans are stupid, but, you know, you don't have to do much wrong for people to realize that they are not being supported and that the government's going in one direction and the rest of us are going in another. And I don't think there's capital pardon the pun, I don't think there's capital to expend anymore. I think the government's lost from us.
We're going to leave it there because we're out of time, but I just want to leave you with a headline from Business Insider today, this afternoon. I'm just reading to you what's on my screen. Shock data. A fifth of South African employees did not receive a salary in June. I had to read that twice, a fifth. And if you think of that in the South African context about how many people one particular person supports, I mean, that is a shock.
Exactly.
Shocking.
It's absolutely. But, you know, from those of us who've been watching how it's been playing out, it shouldn't really come as a surprise.
We leave it there, Saragon. Thank you so very much. We'll be chatting together next week, Thursday, I believe.
Cool. Okay, great. Thanks.